VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel says it has recovered the bodies of six hostages in Gaza, including a young Israeli-American man who became one of the most well-known captives held by Hamas. As his parents met with world leaders and pressed for his release, including the Democratic Convention last month, the news sparked calls for mass protest against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, many of the families of hostages, and much of the wider public blamed for failing to bring them back alive in a ceasefire deal. Hirsch Goldberg, Poland, a 23-year-old, and four of the other hostages were seized by militants at a music festival during Hamas's October 7th attack. The polio vaccine campaign begins in Gaza day before an expected pause in fighting. VOA's Christine Manite.
Iran's president.
Gaza's health ministry says it has begun a three-day campaign to inoculate children in Gaza against polio and prevent the spread of the virus. It starts a day before the large-scale vaccine rollout and planned pause in fighting agreed to by Israel and the United Nations World Health Organization. Health workers aim to administer vaccines to some 640,000 Palestinian children. The campaign comes after the first polio case in 25 years in Gaza was discovered this month in a 10-month-old. Meanwhile, Palestinians in both the Hamas-governed enclave and the occupied West Bank are reeling from Israel's ongoing military offensives. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
A temporary accommodation center in the Moscow region of Russia has become a sanctuary for children evacuated from the conflict. Reuters' Ryan Chang.
Deputy Director Elena Zubkova oversees the center, which hosts 126 children. She says the children show signs of their traumatic experiences. The children are making the most of their situation, but the absence of their parents is felt deeply. One of the evacuated students, Ilona Shevchenko, says she was forced to evacuate from a camp in the Kursk region to Moscow and said the experience was a little scary.
That's Reuters, Ryan Chang. This is VOA News. Iran's president says that more foreign investment is needed in his country. We get more from VOA's Alexis Strope reporting.
Said Saturday his country needs some $100 billion in foreign investment to achieve an annual target of 8% economic growth, up from the current rate of 4%. The remarks by Masoud Pezeshkian, who was elected in July, came in his first live televised interview by state TV. Hundreds of entities and people in Iran, from the central bank and government officials to drone producers and money exchangers, are already under international sanctions, many of them accused of materially supporting Iran's Revolutionary Guard and foreign militant groups such as Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Cohen Hay, a former mayor of the Taipei area who heads a small opposition party, was arrested Saturday as part of a graft probe of a major property development.
The case involves approvals given for a property project when he was mayor from 2014 to 2022. He's denied wrongdoing, and the Taiwan People's Party, which he heads, in a statement Saturday, said it calls on the court to carefully examine the legality of the arrest procedure during the arraignment process and to return justice to Chairman Ko Wen-je as he deserves. Ko came third in January's presidential election, heading the opposition TPP, but they've been hit by other scandals recently. Just weeks ago, they acknowledged misreporting campaign funds during the presidential race. Kerr said he would step down temporarily as party chairman as that case was under investigation and apologized to his supporters.
U.S. authorities say arrests for illegal border crossings from Mexico during August are expected to rise slightly from July. That would possibly end a streak of five straight monthly declines, but the numbers are hovering near four-year lows. Two U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials tell the Associated Press that they expect about 58,000 arrests when the month ends on Saturday, representing a little change from a nearly four-year low of about 56,400. The tally suggests that arrests could be bottoming out after plummeting from an all-time high of 250,000 in December. Police said Saturday that a man will face misdemeanor charges after he stormed into the press area of Donald Trump's rally in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, before being surrounded by authorities and eventually subdued with a taser as the former president spoke at the campaign stop. The incident Friday came moments after Trump had criticized major media outlets for what he said was unfavorable coverage. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.